Brian Garvey has been using a wood stove to heat his pre-Civil War home in Monroe County for 40 years. His fuel comes from his own 185 acres of forested land.
Most of this wood is ash. We've had a lot of ash trees die because of the emerald ash borer. And so the majority of you're seeing here is ash that's already been down or I took down standing dead.
Garvey seasons the wood himself, drying the wood for at least a year. He says looking at and feeding a fire all winter long provides him with a certain connectedness, in the same way that growing your own food connects you to a meal. But burning anything sets off combustion, creating particulate pollution that can have negative health impacts. Sarah Commodore is an assistant professor of Indiana University's Department of Environmental and Occupational Health. She says these tiny particulates, referred to as PM2.5s, are finer than the finest hair on your head.
It goes really straight into your lungs and it's lodges deeper there. And sometimes it can actually go through and enter into your bloodstream, enter into places that you don't want it.
Such as your brain, heart, and other vital organs. Commodore says it's a combination of particulates and gases that makes up the threat.
And then sometimes you can have some of the particles like lodging together to become another particle because they just happen to react together and form something new that didn't even come out from that product.
She points to volatile organic compounds, VOCs, and hydrocarbons containing benzene, which is a carcinogen. Commodore says repeated exposure creates what's referred to as insults to the cells of our organs and can set us up for disease.
Eventually, you're stressing your body out to the point where it can't repair all that damage anymore.
Dr. Mei-Lan Han is Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at the University of Michigan. She's also a national spokesperson for the American Lung Association. She says there's data that suggests exposure to wood-burning stoves is harmful to the lungs and may be associated with COPD.
So COPD is a very common chronic lung condition. And while people typically think about it as being related to tobacco smoke, in actuality, about a quarter of people who have COPD never smoke. And so we think those individuals, there's probably a huge combination of factors that contribute, but other environmental and noxious exposures are likely a significant contributor.
And she says exposure when young leads to unhealthy outcomes.
There is a lot of data that just pollution is bad. Pollution, just straight up, you know, pollution in pregnancy is bad. It's associated with worse infant outcomes.
Han points to research indicating children exposed to ultrafine particulate matter not only are at increased risk for bronchitis and pneumonia, but can also develop defects. Han says our lungs continue to develop until about age 25. So depending on when and how long the cellular insults occur, they might impede lung development, or in adults, speed lung decline. As he enjoys the warmth of his homegrown fire, Garvey says to his knowledge, his family's health hasn't been negatively impacted by wood smoke, but he's also taken steps to guard against indoor air pollution when setting up his wood stove. To start, he made sure it had a baffle.
And what that does is help oxidize volatile gases. Another way is to have obviously clean chimneys, tile-lined and/or stainless piping. Another is to have a good draw on your chimney because you don't want smoke rolling back when you open the door.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's mandatory smoke emission limit for wood stoves is 2 grams of smoke per hour. You can find an explanation of the emission limit and guidance for choosing an EPA-certified wood heater at epa.gov. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.